For the word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Matthew 9, verse 16. No man puts putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up takes away from the garment, and the rent or the tear is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Now, in our modern day culture, you talk about a bottle, you're talking about something perhaps glass. And so, you know, you put some liquid in there, it ain't gonna burst the bottle. But when we're talking in this context of culture, we're looking at wine skins. And a new wine would cause it to harden so hard that it would start to tear or break. And this is what it's in reference to. So we have a clear picture. But Jesus is saying here, we don't take new wine and put it into old wine skins. Sometimes God's doing something new in your life, bringing new direction, new inspiration. I'll say this, sometimes God wants you to get some new friends. But the new wine or the new revelation, the fresh anointing or the direction that he's taking you in, if you're trying to put that into an old wineskin, it ain't gonna work. And you will become frustrated. You will become discouraged. You will have a lack of energy or inspiration because there are old structures that cannot hold what God is doing. Sometimes your thinking has to shift from how you used to think and what you used to do and how you used to, what boundaries you used to carry. Now, I'm not talking about we go into, you know, compromising with the ways of the world, but sometimes you have to think on another level. Sometimes the capacity God's given to you has to enlarge in order for you to carry what God is trying to pour into your life. Amen? How many opportunities have been negated, lost, frustrated, because an individual refused to change? Amen. Say amen real loud. Amen. Come on, we're going somewhere because I got some new wine for you. How many times because of our thinking patterns haven't changed, and we remain habitually in the same rut? Get rid of this old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Tell somebody, I ain't an old dog. Listen, long as we got a brain, you can learn. Amen. Long as you have a brain, you can change. And it boils down to changing how you think. The issue is oftentimes the image that we carry of ourselves. And to be honest with you, the systems of this world have taught people to self-hate. To self-hate. Hate the color that you are. Hate the background from which you come. You know, somebody say, well, I'm a product of rape. You know, my mom was molested, and I'm a result of that. Don't let that hang over your head. Listen, God got you here. That's all that count. Amen. Well, they tried to abort me. It don't matter if they tried to. You're here, aren't you? Well, God has a plan for you. Paul said it this way, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward a mark. Tell somebody it's time to erase some of the past. See, so you got to get rid of some of them old wineskins, old failures, stuff that left an indelible mark on your mind. You ain't been able to get over it ever since. Tell somebody the devil is a lie. I'm a new creature. I serve the Savior. I got a bright future. The devil is good at reminding you of your past, but take a moment out and remind him of his future. That'll shut him down real quick. Tell somebody right now, the best of my days are ahead of me. I don't care how old you think you are or how old people look and think you are. Listen, you just have entered the golden age. You ain't really started living till you turn a certain age. Some of y'all, the older people, know what I'm talking about. I know. So we don't take a new piece of garment and put it on an old. You know, it'll make the tear in it worse. And we don't take new wine and put it into old wine skins, or it'll cause the bottle to burst or the wine skin to start to seep or harden and burst, and you lose the new wine. Anybody ever done that? Say amen. Amen. All of y'all have. You've done it before. You've lost the new wine trying to hook it up to something old. The old patterns that you're thinking messing up what God's trying to get to you. Because you're afraid to take a risk, to step out of a comfort zone, to meet a challenge, to perceive or think about things differently. Because it's foreign territory to you. But God's going to lead you in a place, I'll prophesy to you, God's going to lead you where you've not been before. That's why you gotta shed yourself from fear. Fear of the unknown. Guess what? God already knows. Job said it this way, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. Tell somebody, God already knows the way you take. You may not know, he already knows. That means you trust him. How do you know you trust him? You can rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You're not full of anxiety, fear, worry, frustrated. He's sovereign God. You know that song, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you graven upon the palm of his hands. His eye is always on you. Think about it a moment. If God knows when a sparrow falls to the ground, out of all the birds, but God knows when one of them, how much more are you than the sparrows? You ever, I don't know bird language, but I just don't think. Have you ever heard a bird complaining? They don't take worms and store them up. There's no, let me say, they don't have any type of refrigeration. But every morning, before you get up, our whole backyard is surrounded by trees. I hear them every morning. The squirrels too early. What are they doing? They're out there chirping. They're out there singing. Because they know their Heavenly Father has already provided for them. How much more are you than the sparrows? Give me John chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 3 to 11. New wine. New wine skin. I pray to the Lord that we all begin to think of ourselves through the lens that God sees us. Amen. And not what the world has tried to hem you in and oppress and limit and marginalize you. Amen. He says here, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. This is the wedding in Cana. This is when everything shifted, everything changed. The whole trajectory of Jesus' ministry changed. Jesus says unto her, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. I love that portion of scripture, and many of you have heard me say it on a number of occasions. But this miracle at Cana shows us something that I believe we're living in a time where God is doing things like this. The governor of the feast, now they started out with the good wine, and they drank until there was no more wine, and Jesus created another wine. But the wine they started out with that was good was the wine or the grapes that were fermented from the vine. That came out of the ground and were earthly, went through a natural progression of being fermented and became wine. But the wine that Jesus created was not from the vine. It was divine. There's a difference. There's the wine from the vine, and then there's the divine wine. Yeah. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Why it's important for us to have new wine skins is because the wine that's beginning to come is not from the vine. Yeah. It's a wine that if you try to put it in the old wine skin, it will burst the wine skin. And you will lose the divine wine. It's something that cannot be explained. Something that does not go through natural progression. I can see in my spirit many people who have just, you know, you've always been very linear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Chronos.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Jesus, please don't let this go in.